Okay, hi again. I say hi again as if I'm posting this like right after I post the first one. I'm just recording like a bunch of audios in one day. Just 'cause, I don't know. So I hope whenever you're listening to this that you're having a good day. So I'm gonna do the Big Music one by J.M. Delphi. I hope I'm saying that right. Because I like music questionnaires. I think they're great. So, I am going to start. So, first things first, what is your go-to genre? My go-to genre... Oh, God. I don't really know. Like, I want to say, like, alternative indie type stuff, I guess. I don't know. I mean... Right now, I've been really going towards, like, Ed Sheeran and Sia, stuff like that. Mostly Ed Sheeran and, artists like him. So whatever Ed Sheeran's genre is. What is your current phone ringtone? Okay, my ringtone is... That's my ringtone. And then my text tone is that one, because I like it. Go-to bands. Alright, so, I have to say Panic at the Disco, because I have been listening to Panic at the Disco since their first album came out, which I think was in, like, 2005? Let me look it up. I like to have the information, so I'm sorry. This is taking long. Yeah, 2005. I've been listening to Panic at the Disco since 2005, so I feel like I have to mention them as, like, my go-to band, because I've been with them since the beginning. I pretty much grew up with Panic at the Disco in my life. How old was I in 2005? I don't remember how old I was. I don't remember. One second, though, I can figure that out. I was 10. I've been listening to them since I was 10. I'm turning 22 this year. But I've been listening to them for a while. So that's one band. Fall Out Boy, because again, I've been there since almost the beginning of Fall Out Boy. So I like to mention them too. My Chemical Romance. Who else? 1975. Because I love them. Who else? I think that's about it that I'm going to mention. Because I could go on forever. And I don't want to bore everybody. Do you remember the first song or artist you ever heard? I grew up in a household, with a mother who loves country music, so my first real taste of music was a lot of country. The first song that's coming to mind, it was a Joe Nichols song. I think his name was Joe Nichols. But before that, like, even before that, like, my mom was playing Vince Gill for me, because that would put me to bed. That would put me to sleep. If I was, like, having, like a fussy moment and I was crying and she tried everything and nothing was working, she'd put Vince Gill on and I'd fall asleep. What has influenced your musical taste over the years? I don't know. I'd say, like, a lot of my influence comes from, like, my mom and my stepdad. My stepdad more so for, like, the classic rock and stuff like that. And my mom for, more dancey type stuff. Because my music taste is very varied. It can go from, like, musicals to hard rock to alternative to indie to dance to top 40s to, like, 50, music from the 50s. Like, it's just a lot of everything. Yeah. Do you play instruments? I used to play guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was, like, 8 or 9. And I stopped playing when I was 18. So I played for about 10 years. I did at one point try to teach myself ukulele. But I don't know how to, like, teach myself things. So that didn't work out. I can't self-teach music stuff. And of course, because you have to play an instrument in school. Well, I mean, at least where I went to school, we did. I played clarinet, which was awful, and I fucking hated it. Can I read music? I cannot read music at all. Whenever we played in school and had to read music, I would pretty much just watch everybody else with their placement of their fingers that played clarinet. Because I didn't understand how to read the notes. I still don't get it. Yeah. Has music ever made you cry from sadness? Yes. There is a song called If It Means a Lot to You by A Day to Remember. And at the time, it just kind of, like, it connected with me, and I cried. It was sad. Has there been any other songs that have made me cry? There's been a couple songs, I just can't remember. Has music ever given you happy tears? No. Made you euphoric? I'm a dumbass, so I gotta Google the actual definition of that word, because I'm an idiot. Characterized by a feeling... By or feeling intense excitement and happiness. I mean, I don't think music has ever made me euphoric. I mean, it's definitely made me happy and stuff, but I don't think I've ever felt, like, intense happiness from music. So I am gonna go with no. Do you ever hear something and then become overwhelmed with the urge to let the rest of the world experience it? I mean, yeah. I think... usually when I, like, when, an artist that I watch on YouTube, Travis Garland, when he uploads, a new cover, I just, like, want everybody to listen to it and like it as much as I do, because they're amazing. His covers are so good. I love him. He's great. What is your guilty pleasure? I don't have guilty pleasures. I never, like, I mean... I don't know, I'm gonna sound dumb for saying this. I've never really understood the concept of them because, like, I don't agree with the whole, like, feeling guilty for liking something and liking it in secret. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess at one point I considered, like, One Direction my guilty pleasure, but then I was like, I'm not gonna feel bad for liking a boy band. Fuck it. I don't really have a guilty pleasure of music. I just kind of, like, I'm like, I like this. Don't make me feel bad for it or I'll punch you in the dick. you've just lost your entire music collection and have just enough time to download 10 songs for the plane. What do you pick? Well, first of all, if that ever happened, I would cry. I'm going to pick Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. But It's Better If You Do by Panic at the Disco. Guys My Age by Hey Violet. Long Way Home by 5 Seconds of Summer. Daddy Lessons by Beyonce. Oh, fuck. Wrong Side of the Dirt by Livie Jean. What else? One Dance by Drake. Girls, Boys by Panic at the Disco. Wrong by Zayn. And finally, my last song that I will pick is You Need Me, I Don't Need You by Ed Sheeran. Because of the line, they say I'm up and coming like I'm fucking in an elevator. That line is genius. And... yeah. You know there's that one song that you've always had to have in your collection. What is it? I don't think it's so much a song as much as it is a band. Like, One Direction. Or not One Direction. Jesus Christ. What am I doing? Panic at the Disco has been, like, that one band that I have had in my collection always. They always have to be there. Always. One second. Although it may be the same as question 10, what is a song you find yourself never sick of singing? Oh, Jesus. I don't get sick of ever singing any of the songs that I like. But I guess I would go with... Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. An alien race has landed and befriended you. They are asking you to compile a playlist of up to 100 songs for them to bring back to their planet. Alternatively, you can ramble about any aspect of music culture that excites you. I would mention the 10 songs that I mentioned about going onto a plane. Those 10 songs, of course. I would also mention Coming Down by Halsey, Strange Love by Halsey, New Americana by Halsey, Gingerbread Man by Melanie Martinez, Cry Baby by Melanie Martinez, Ooh Love by Ria May, Close Off by Ria May, What's My Age Again by Blink-182, what else, I'm Not Okay by My Chemical Romance, anything by The Pretty Reckless. Absolutely anything by The Pretty Reckless I would recommend to these alien people. Okay. I'm going to move on before I get stuck on this question for fucking ever. I want to sing a duet with you. What song are we going to sing? Oh, shit. I have tons of duet songs picked out. Like, if anyone ever wants to do a duet, like, hit me the fuck up. Either You and Me by You Plus Me or Cold Blooded by The Pretty Reckless because I love that song. Let's take it on the road. We have started a band. What are we called and what is our sound? I was actually in a band at one point in my life. We didn't pick the name that I wanted, so I'm gonna go with the name that I wanted, which was I wanted to call us, like, With Eyes to Hear or something like that, but then I think it was taken, or we didn't like it or something. It was either that or... I can't remember the full title, but it was something Café Blanc, but we didn't go with that, and I was a little upset because I loved my ideas. So we're either called With Eyes to Hear or... Café Blanc something, and our sound is a mix of, like, alternative, indie, and rock. Oh god, suggest a song that I probably have never heard of but you think I need in my life. Oh fuck me, god damn it, I'm pulling up my Spotify real quick because I don't know. I mean, Burn by Ray LaMontagne, I think his name is. Or, if you can hear that, it's just me playing with some, putty that I bought. That one, or, What Makes a Man by City and Color. Constant Knot by City and Color. I think that's it, like, because I feel like the music that I listen to, everybody's heard of. At least I think. I don't know, though. Chunky by Bruno Mars. Probably have heard it, but I'm recommending it anyway because it's good. But I think if I had to choose, like, one song, I would go with... what was the first one that I said? Burn by Ray LaMontagne. It's amazing. It's so good. All right. One second. I gotta take a drink. I've been talking too long. All right, so the last question is asking to sing something. I don't want to sing too much. I don't want to, like, take this up. But I am going to put on a song, because I just want to sing with the music, because if I don't, it's going to sound bad, but I'm going to do Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, at least a little bit of it. So, get ready. You can kind of hear it in the back. I'm going to turn it down a little bit. The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. You come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now I take my hand, stop, bend the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body, oh I, oh I, oh I. I'm in love with your body, oh I, oh I, oh I. I'm in love with your body, oh I, oh I, oh I. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of 1 weekend. We let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I'll fill up a plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family is doing okay. Even get in the backseat and get in the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. I messed up, but that's my favorite song right now. And I hope you guys enjoyed that little impromptu singing of it. Anyway, that is all the questions from JM Delphi's Big Music, the Big Music One questionnaire. And I am gonna go so that I can record some more, questionnaires. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you're having a good day wherever you are. And bye.